This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, you know, one of them Echoes, those Google Homes, those HomePods, you know, you can get to hear the Rock on that. All you got to do is just say to that smart speaker, play KISW. It's as simple as that. Then you can start listening. By the way, if she's starting to play it now, sorry.
See.
But you should have been listening in the first place.
Alexa, I'm sorry.
Yeah, she is.
Is that what you do? How do you fix that?
Yeah, that's how you do it. Alexa, I'm sorry. That's how
say I'm sorry to your owner.
Yeah, there you go.
There.
So if you got a smart speaker, don't listen to Steve. Just say play KISW.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name.
Beat Mix.
Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
Beat Mix. You're a loser.
It is time.
Time to beat Mix. It's Wednesday, so maybe we should whack him instead.
Oh, right.
Whack it.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Woo! Whack it.
But since it's Wednesday and we've got Peter on the line, maybe it could be Wake and Bake Wednesdays. Peter, are you there?
Good morning.
Oh, that's right.
Good morning, Peter. Oh, man. I can't remember the last time Peter's actually played Beat Migs. He calls in a lot. But,
he usually calls in the 9 o'clock hour after he's been up for maybe a minute or so.
So hard to get on, you know. A lot of people want to play this game.
That's right. True. So, Peter, have you herbalized, or are you or are you focused normally?
It's been a long break since I got on the phone, so you know I had to smoke a ball.
I was gonna play Beat Migs, but then I got high.
That's right.
What's Peter playing for?
We're having focus.
What's he playing for today, Steve?
This is going to be an awesome show. I'm very excited about it. Korn?
Yeah!
With Faith No More, baby. That's happening August 11th over at the White River Amphitheater. If you want more information about that show, go to KISW.com. And if you want tickets, they're available at LiveNation.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Yeah, man. Get out.
For those playing at home, Peter will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Peter, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Nice. Christian Bale and Matt Damon star in a movie featuring what 2 car companies in the title?
Ford and Ferrari.
Yes! What is the 7th and final novel of the Harry Potter series?
Deadly Hallows.
Yes! What Japanese word translates into English as harbor wave?
Pass.
The Globe Theater was built by which playwrights company in 1599?
Oh, come on.
Mattel?
No.
Harborough?
No.
Pass.
What part of the human body contains 5 metacarpal bones?
The spine.
No.
The ribs.
No.
Skull.
No. Who was the host of the travel and food show No Reservations?
Anthony Burdell.
No.
Ooh. Pass. Oh.
Which actor played the character known as Mr. Glass in Unbreakable?
Samuel E. Jackson.
Yes. I'll give it to you. The first atom bomb was successfully tested in which U.S. state?
In Nevada.
No. Oh. One, two, three, correct.
Oh, Peter,
you started so well.
And you were so close on some of these, Peter.
I know. A lot of them is just a little bit of that wording, a little bit of that phrasing, and then, like Wheel of Fortune, a lot of times we just can't take those.
Got to get it exactly right. Steve should really lose today, but he's probably not going to. Because of
Steve, you should probably lose today.
Why? Yeah. Well, Peter was so close, but he just kept getting some names wrong. Like he was
super
knew
close.
What he wanted to say, but just said them wrong.
Maybe because he's stoned.
Oh, maybe. Could be. Yeah. Right. Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
Christian Bale and Matt Damon star in a movie featuring what two car companies in the title?
Oh, Kia and Hyundai.
No. That's it.
Ford and Ferrari.
Yes. Right. What is the seventh and final novel of the Harry Potter series?
Yeah, you can't be. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows?
Yes. What Japanese word translates into English as harbor wave?
Huh?
What Japanese word translates into... Yes. The Globe Theater was built by which playwright's company in 1599?
Shakespeare.
Yes. What part of the human body contains five metacarpal bones?
The hand.
Yes. Nice. What was? Who was the host of the travel and food show No Reservations?
Oh, he passed away. Anthony Bourdain.
Yes. Which actor played the character known as Mr. Glass in Unbreakable?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes. The first atom bomb was successfully tested in which U.S. state?
Hawaii.
No. Whoa.
Texas.
No.
Alabama.
No. Which 1997 action thriller starred Nicolas Cage, John Cusack, and John Malkovich?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Broken Arrow.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You win. 7-3.
Sorry, Peter.
No worries. Good job, Steve. Have a good day, guys.
All right, take it easy, buddy.
You're high, man.
Even when he's stoned, he's a good sportsman.
Peter rocks. Well, Danny and I have a bone to pick with you, but it doesn't matter. Steve got plenty right.
What?
It's not the Deathly Hallows.
How is it not the Deathly Hallows?
It's not the Deathly. That's not the name of it.
Deathly Hallows.
Yeah. Oh, shut up.
No, hollow and hallow are two different words.
They are.
Well, they are two different words. Yeah, H-O and H-A.
You don't need to accent shame me.
Yeah, right? It's his East Coast accent.
No, it's not his East Coast.
Hey, yo, it's a Hollows.
No, it's not the Hollows. He would have got it wrong on Wheel of Fortune.
No, I don't think so.
I would have punched Pat Sajak in the face.
Wait, as opposed to HLS? He said HLS instead
of
Achilles?
That's totally different from that.
I feel like Hollows, Halos, tomato,
well,
tomato.
Wait, HLS, he actually, here's how it's totally different. HLS was the right word. He said it wrong, whereas Hollow is a completely different word that Steve said.
The Deathly Hallows.
No, it's the Deathly Hallows. Nobody
Deathly
ever
Hallows.
No, no one's ever said Hallows.
Hallows.
No, dude, you're not a Harry Potter guy. Why are you trying?
Hallows.
Yeah.
It says H-A-L-L-O-W-S.
It's Hallow. That's how you say that word. Hollow is H-O, like All Hallows Eve.
No, that's Hollow.
Yeah, okay. The two of you.
Hollow and Hollow are different.
No, listen.
Hollow and Hollow.
Yeah, sorry, buddy, but Rev is wrong. Steve is wrong.
I don't know.
I'm giving the prize to Vicky. That's what's happening now. Vicky wins.
If this was Wheel of Fortune, I would have gotten it.
No, you wouldn't have.
I think so.
What if I said fried green tomatoes?
I mean, if you
would get that right, yeah.
That's just a different pronunciation, but hollow and hollow are different words.
They're different words.
They mean different things.
The hell's wrong with you guys?
I mean, sort of like, I see what you're saying, people actually say hollows
Nobody says that but you.
I've heard it
and
before.
Me.
Yeah, look at that. Boom, boom. One and two, right?
Two
there.
Idiots. Four, do not make a genius.
50% of the people say it one way.
Anybody that knows the Harry Potter universe never calls it hollow.
I've almost watched a full movie.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. You're almost qualified to be... Oh, no, you are an idiot.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Danny knows this one. The first atom bomb was successfully tested in...
New Mexico!
Yeah.
Everything. Why do you think they got Dion's pizza? It's irradiated.
Wow.
Twice. That tastes horrible.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then finally, the 1997 action thriller that was not Broken Arrow that starred Nicolas Cage, John Cusack, and John Malkovich.
Is that Air Force One?
No.
Oh.
Face Off.
No, that
I know it's not that one.
It's Con Air.
Con Air.
Yes. That's what I meant to say. Damn it. Hollows. I should get it right.
No, I had air in the title. Congratulations, Steve. You won with 7 correct.
Caller number 7, congratulations.
Hey, somebody says, BJ, All Hallows Eve is spelled the same way as Hallows.
Really?
H-A-L-L-O-W, yeah.
I always thought it was spelled H-O-L-L-O-W. Okay.
Oh, well, boom.
So I'm going to have to stand corrected. Danny?
I'm looking at grammars right now. It says, to hollow is to make holy or honor greatly. Hollow is the to make space inside of something, like hollow out something.
How do you say Halloween?
Halloween.
You don't say Halloween.
Oh, actually, I sometimes do say Halloween. Yeah. Okay. Never mind. Fine. I guess we're going to have to let it pass. Oh, look at Steve's all excited.
Yeah, right?
But I mean, that's not the way they say it in the movie.
I'm just being a pain in the ass for the sake of being a pain in the ass. You're absolutely right, I'm sure. Yeah,
I just like that you scared Vicky.
Yeah.
I thought he was having a seizure or something, man. That's a weird dance.
It's just that, no, Vicky, you just don't pay attention. That's what it is.
It's just like, phew.
Yeah. You know what? Look at the show once in a while. Look, she's on her phone. She's looking at the computer screen. Look, she's got 17 screens in front of her.
She's got pads. I mean, she really is. Doodling.
Yep.
Yeah. Honestly, she's just plugged into the Matrix is what she is. We'll never see her again.
Be jealous.
Hey, I got to give congratulations to a World War II veteran in Pennsylvania. His name is Andrew. Just turned 102 years old.
Oh, great.
Isn't that amazing, man? I mean, that's pretty much the age of these veterans now, these guys from World War II. We're obviously losing them and losing an incredible generation that did so much for this country. And I love this dude because he says the secret to his longevity is drinking at least one Coors Light a day.
Oh, this guy's amazing. I'm looking at pictures of him. He's just every picture has him holding a Coors Light, or he's in his garage, and in the back he's got a giant cooler that's a Coors Light cooler.
God, that guy's living. I mean, that's what I picture my retirement to be like. You know, just have my favorite beverage and just chill.
Just living the good life right there.
Man. Well, he deserves it, dude. He's a World War II vet. Let him have what he wants. Wow. Here he is talking about how, by the way, he said it has to be a Coors Light. He's talking about how it can't be anything else.
Well, I tried several other beers, but they just didn't feel like the right one. So I came across Coors Light with its flavor and light, and I really enjoyed it. Been drinking it for the last 15, 20 years. We drink more than one a day. Sometimes we have two, sometimes I have three. We got to have that one at 4 o'clock, though. That's the most important one.
So at four, so his 420 is 4 o'clock with a Coors Light. Good for him,
it's
man.
4 o'clock somewhere for him.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I would love to have a Coors Light with that guy.
And I see he's a Penguins fan.
Okay, and now I'm changing my opinion.
Yeah, change your opinion of the guy, yeah. Oh, I like he's got WW2 on the back of his Penguins jersey. That's pretty sweet.
Instead of a number, and then the number on the sleeves is 2.
That's
and then
pretty
his last
cool.
name Slavonic. Yeah.
Dude, that's pretty awesome.
Do you think Coors Light hooked him up with that Coors Light cooler?
I hope so.
If after this, they need to, like, yeah. they got to make him be spokesperson.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that he just gives a shout-out to a big brand like that, and that is fantastic.
And he's got the cool old man voice.
Yeah, he does.
So, I mean, this is the perfect guy to have do commercials for you.
He looks pretty great for 102.
Yeah, he
does. I
got
to say, I wouldn't have put him at 102.
I'd say he's like 80.
Yeah. Dang. God, he looks... I mean, can I see him again?
Check him out, man. He looks great.
Dude, he does look... envious.
I am, because look at me and look at him. You would probably say there might be 10 years difference between us. God bless it.
Coors Light, that's the answer right there, man.
Yeah, there it is. Wow. Okay. 102 years old. Congratulations, buddy.
Yeah, I have a feeling Coors Light are definitely hooking him up with stuff. It just seems like everywhere. He's got another mini fridge with a Coors Light logo on it. He's got a Coors Light trucker cap.
Yeah.
Everything is Coors Light with this guy.
Yeah, he's all about the Coors Light. If he's not wearing his Penguin stuff, he's wearing Coors Light stuff. All right. Good for him.
Yeah, minus the whole Penguins fan part.
Well, I know. Listen, you know, what can you do?
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. You know what? I got a good story to report about somebody in the world of commerce. I think this is nice. A woman, her name is Diana. She's praising the manager of a bagel shop in New York. First of all, when does anybody in New York praise anybody? Ah. So this is an amazing story.
Yes. Have you ever been to a bagel shop, typically in New York? It's just so many people are in there, so much stuff going on. Typically, people who work there are very high strung.
Yeah, very curt.
Like, you know, yeah. Can you please make your order? But they say,
what do you want?
Yeah, they say it more that way.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, you've been in line for what? 20? Come on. Well, she's very, very happy with this bagel shop. She and her husband stopped by to pick up some bagels on the way to an event in Pennsylvania. She ran into Bagels 101. Ah, see, that's the thing, man. Oh, there's so many great, like, the way we have Starbucks around here, they got bagel shops in New York. It's awesome.
I don't ever like to be like, this thing is better than that thing. But when it comes to bread products, there's really not many places better than New York.
Yeah, they love their carbs.
Pizza and bagels, I mean, are just next level. And everyone, no one will believe it until you actually experience it firsthand. When you do, you're just like, oh my gosh, okay, I get why there's so much hype about bagels and pizza here.
And Bagels 101, well, not only do they have the good bagels, Steve, but how about this? She runs in there, husband's still waiting in the car, the car's still running. Wasn't until they got to Pennsylvania, about 170 miles away, that she realized she left her key fob in the bagel shop and was unable to restart the car. Since it was a Saturday with no way to overnight her the keys, the store's manager, Vincent, offered to drive 3.5 hours to deliver the keys.
I've heard that happening before. I had a buddy where he drove somewhere. And when he got there, he realized, I left my keys at home. You know, the key fob started because the keys were near the car.
Yeah.
And then he had to figure out how to get back to get his keys.
That's a beating, dude.
Once you turn it off, then you're screwed.
Technology is, yeah, that's the problem with that. Here's Diana talking about the whole thing.
I took my keys because I use the Belly Rewards because I come here every morning on my way to work. And then after that, I got my bagels. I went back in the car. And we drove away. I was just happy we made it to our destination because if we would have had to stop to let out the dog to go to the bathroom and shut off the car, we would have been stranded.
You're absolutely right. And I would, if you were driving with me, you would have been stranded because I always make multiple pit stops.
Oh, yeah. You turn that car off, you're aft.
Yeah. Wow. So that's how it is she takes the key fob out, but the car is still running. That's how some of these newfangled cars work there, I'll tell you.
That's right.
Well, Vincent, he's the owner of Bagels 101. He's talking about why he drove 3.5 hours to return the key fob.
She said that she left the keys here. And she said, can you? I said, I'll overnight them. She called back and said that can't overnight them. And was like, I can't go to work on Monday. I said, I'll be right there. It's just the right thing to do. If it happened to my wife, I would want somebody else to do it for her.
It's cool. I'm looking at the Facebook post of Bagels 101. They say, we're extremely lucky to have Vinny as our employee. He goes above and beyond every day. The world needs a lot more people like you, Vinny. And I guess somebody's, Diana's sister, did a whole post on Facebook talking about, you know, how like they couldn't get her a rental. They called the dealership. They weren't able to make her a new key. So then Vinny's like, all right, well, screw it. I'll drive and bring it to you.
Dude, at this point, I mean, I hope that they gave him something.
They should name a bagel after him.
Somebody... see, that's what you would want. Okay, all right. I suppose if that's what you want, that's what you get.
Yeah, then you live forever.
You live forever in a bagel. Yeah, I would want some cash, but okay.
In a bagel.
Yeah, but Steve wants a bagel. All right.
You'll spend the money.
Yeah, I know.
The named bagel will live forever.
Yeah, I really, you know what?
It's your legacy at that point.
I don't think I need a legacy, especially in bagel.
You don't need a bagel legacy?
I really don't need a bagel legacy.
Well, you wouldn't want to get in every day and be like, yo, I like one of the Vinnies.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's a thing you like. If you notice, I don't have anything like that here.
Yeah.
And you, of course, you've had a couple things.
I've had some sushi rolls named.
Yeah,
after
see,
me.
I mean, because that's
it. And it brings me great joy. And I like knowing that other people have my name in their mouth.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it is right there. I've already, you know, my name, I don't think they want my name in their mouth. I mean, at least not. Well, maybe they do. Diana, though, here she is. She was really touched by this, the fact that this guy basically made a 7-hour round trip to return her keys.
It's the fact that without hesitation, came all the way, drove 3.5 hours there, 3.5 hours back, got 2 hours sleep to go to work the next day. I can't ask for anything more.
So the guy has to go to work the next day. He's the manager. He's not the owner.
Right. Give him the day off.
You got to give this guy the day off.
Name a bagel after him and give him the day off.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, good job to Vinny. That's some good business. And he's so matter-of-fact about it, too. Hey, you know what? She had the key. She left them there. I got to go give him to it.
Jason Potsdam's like, he's like, Vinny, straight-up New York accent and name.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Someone said, I bet he drove the keys there because she's hot. No doubt about it. But she has a husband. I don't think he's going there trying to mac on her.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think his excuse...
Maybe he's just a good guy.
His
name is Vinny.
You have to understand, too, you know, New Yorkers, Bostonians, the line is the line. The line that's the important line. Hey, if it was my wife, I want someone to do that for me. You know, people do that. And they're hardcore in the Northeast, but they do really like, they're respectful and they believe in family and doing the right thing. Hopefully the karma will come back and somebody will do the right thing for their. I think that's why he did it. I really do.
I always said I had a conversation with my buddy Jet Knight, who's a wrestler around here, and he's originally from Brooklyn as well. And we were just talking about New York, and he didn't live there very long, but when he says when he went back, he realized it's like Yeah, people aren't necessarily, they don't seem nice, but underneath all that abrasiveness, they're truly the nicest people you'll ever meet. Their heart's in the right place. They just don't know how to articulate it properly. So everything is very abrasive and loud, but they'll give you the shirt off their back for the most part. Obviously, there's douches anywhere you go.
Yeah, and the opposite is here. We look like we're really cool. We look like we're really friendly, but then there's the Seattle freeze, which is a thing. So it is funny how, you know, what you just said is so true. Each region's got their own thing.
And they won't give us a shirt or anything.
Nothing. Not off their back. They won't even give us a shirt off your back. Nothing.
Well, shirts ain't cheap these days.
That's a good point.
Now, it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So this is a really cool story. The manager of a store drove 7 hours round trip to return a customer's key after she forgot them at his bagel shop. Based on this, we want to know, what is the coolest thing that someone has ever done for you? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Ian and Buckley. Ian, you are on the Rock.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey, what's up, Ian? What you got for us, buddy?
So when I was a kid, I used to be a fan of both the Seahawks and the Jaguars, but I ended up being in Jacksonville, Florida, and I can't remember for what, but I went to the practice field and got an autograph from a big time. He was supposed to be a big wide receiver at the time. His name is Matt Jones, and I got his autograph, and out of nowhere, I see this other guy come up and start giving me an autograph, and I look up, and it's Jimmy Smith.
Oh,
the Hall of Famer from Jacksonville.
That's pretty cool, dude. Just out of the blue, he's like, here you go, buddy.
Yeah, I didn't even ask. I didn't even see him. I thought he'd already passed, to be honest. And he just came up and gave me an autograph. I thought it was the coolest thing I'd ever... I was speechless.
Yeah, you know That's what? Awesome. When stuff like that happens, man, because a lot of times getting autographs from athletes, you feel like a jerk. They sometimes make you feel like a jerk. A lot of times, if you love a celebrity, they get off a plane, call you, they tell you, "F yourself, kid."
I mean, who would do that?
Yeah, I'm not saying.
Nobody would ever do that to a sweet young little boy that wants to meet his favorite singer.
Yeah,
named Billy Joel.
Nobody would ever do that. Let's go to Josh and Yelm. Josh, you are on the Rock.
How's it going, fellas?
Not too bad, Josh. How about yourself? What is the coolest thing someone's ever done for you?
So, I used to have an old clunker car, and I finally got the thing running. And, being 17, 18 years old, you don't got insurance. Well, I backed into, like, this huge Lincoln Navigator, blacked out and whatnot. He wanted to call the cops and everything. Well, my buddy brought me payoff money.
Oh, nice. That is...
I didn't have to pay him anything, or take that back. I paid my buddy back. But what sucked on the way home is his truck ended up like wobbling really hard and blew out a tire. I was like, oh, well, that sucks. I'll catch you later.
So you bailed on the guy?
You bailed on the guy who was trying to help you out?
Well, I sat there and he's... I don't want to say I bailed out, but
That is wow. Hey, the guy comes and bails you out of trouble, then he gets in a little tire trouble, and you're like, peace.
I mean, he must have understood that you were asking me what's the douchiest thing you've done.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, what's the douche? Especially,
I must have misunderstood what was going on because I was getting text messages lined up. But
yeah,
it didn't sound like he laughed about the guy getting into a serious issue.
Yeah, he didn't. I don't. Rev, was he high? Am I high? Is somebody high on that one? I don't. Let's talk to Chelsea in Marysville. Chelsea, you are on the Rock.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Chelsea. Welcome to the show. What you got for us?
So, a few years ago, I saved up a bunch of money and wanted to fly down to South America to go see a friend I hadn't seen in like 10 years. So, I'm flying out of Seattle and talking to this guy at the bar, and he's like, oh, I'm going to the same place. That's crazy. And we ended up meeting up on a connecting flight in the same place in Dallas, and he goes, hey, I got an extra ticket on business class. You want to sit up there? And I was like, heck yeah. Way better than coach for like a 9.5 hour flight.
Oh, and wow.
Definitely.
I didn't know this guy at all.
Oh, that's interesting. Did you guys
get on the Mile High Club?
I was a little worried about that, but luckily that was not a question that was asked.
That would be an awkward question if he asked that. That's a long 9 hours then after something like that goes down.
So he wasn't somebody
he was just a nice dude.
So he wasn't somebody that you'd want to be in the Mile High Club with then. You were just happy.
No.
Yeah, there we go.
That's fair.
There you go. Yeah. Well, maybe he was just a nice guy, or maybe he was hoping, you know, at that point you give somebody something, then you see like, okay, is this good enough? And then you can kind of tell when they're like, no, thank you, you're a great guy, but that's it. Yeah.
It was pretty cool because, you know, I had never had a taste of that, like, you know, flying first class or flying in business class life.
It spoils you.
No, it surely does. Especially on a 9-hour flight, Chelsea. That is cool that you got to get upgraded like that, because 9 hours, that's a long time to be cramped in a plane. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What is the coolest thing that someone has ever done for you? Let's go to Ken in Kent. Ken, you are on the Rock.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hope everybody's well.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Hopefully the same for you. What you got for us?
Well, okay, I'll cut right to it. I used to live in Chicago, raised there earlier. Three friends, we were all inseparable. So anyway, 2005, I'm living out here now. The other two are still back there. And my, one of my friends, his mother dies kind of unexpectedly. And so I'm at the same time going through a divorce. I'm kind of financially strapped a lot down in my life and everything, and he offers to give me some money to get me going and everything, so he sends me $7,000.
Damn. Whoa.
Yeah, and on top of that, the White Sox that year went to the World Series, and we had always said as childhood friends, if they ever get to the World Series in our lifetime, we're going. I didn't have the money to come out, so he buys the tickets, gets me an airline ticket, and I stay with him for a week and my other buddy, and we all go to the World Series. He pays for everything. He will not let me pay him back. I'm still to this day am trying to pay him back.
That's amazing. You know. I mean, that talk about a friend. There's only one problem I have with that story, Ken, okay?
Yes.
The part I hate about the story is the whole White Sox, because they beat the Red Sox to go to the World Series that year. And I,
really?
And I
oh, that just made the story better.
Yeah, so yeah, you know right? what? I'm sorry, but this is not Call of the Year, and I hate you for it, Ken.
Yeah, well, you know what? I got to tell you something real quick. I'm a diehard White Sox fan, but I've always loved the Red Sox.
There we go.
In 67, you guys beat my White Sox. Well, that weekend, we could have gone to the World Series in 67, and Petrucelli and Yaz and everybody ruined
him.
It, but
he knows
but,
the people.
You know, they went on with the Cardinals and unfortunately lost in seven. I love the Red Sox.
Look at Ken. All right,
right
Ken.
Behind.
You know what? You're talking about the cardiac kids, my friend. I appreciate the call. Yeah, he's going way back.
I bet Ken can remember all that stuff, but still struggles to remember when his anniversary is.
Yeah, I think
we're all guilty of that.
We may have that issue, yes.
The only thing I know about the White Sox is they have delicious corn.
Oh, yeah.
We went to that stadium. That's the saddest reason why I remember the White Sox.
And the Rev hates the sun.
Yeah, I hate the sun, and I hate their stupid little seats. Fat-ass didn't fit in.
They were regular-sized seats.
Yeah, you were not.
They were tiny. They were smaller than regulation.
We had regular corn. Smaller than regulation. No, you're bigger than regulation. That's the problem. We had great corn, and the Rev suffered. It was the greatest ball game ever.
Yeah, they had
that
thing where they would like just like slice off the corn off the cob and then mix it with butter and other seasonings. And it was
nobody
like,
does that. Like, why don't we have that here?
I don't know, but that was like one of the greatest corn experiences I've ever had in my life.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.